Message number 39. Christ as the Son of Man walking in the midst of the golden lampstands. Roman numeral number 1. In order to see the vision of Christ as the Son of Man walking in the midst of the golden lampstands, we must be Lord's overcoming messengers, those who are in our spirit on the ground of the church as fellow partakers in the tribulation, kingdom, and endurance in Christ. A. The practice of the church life in the early days was the practice of having one church for one city with only one church. In no city was there more than one church. B. There are four characteristics of our meeting on the genuine ground of oneness, the place God has chosen. 1. First, the people of God should always be one. There should be no divisions among them. Ephesians 4:3. Being diligent to keep the oneness of the Spirit in the uniting bond of peace. 2. Second, the unique name into which God's people should gather is the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the reality of which name is the Spirit. To be designated by any other name is to be denominated, divided. This is spiritual fornication. Matthew 18:20. For where there are two or three gathered into my name, there am I in their midst. 3. Third, in the New Testament, God's habitation, his dwelling place, is particularly located in our spirit, that is, in our mingled spirit, our human spirit, regenerated and indwelt by the divine spirit. In our meeting for the worship of God, we must exercise our spirit and do everything in the spirit. 4. Fourth, in our worship of God, we must have the genuine application of the cross of Christ, signified by the altar, by rejecting the flesh, the self, and the natural life, and worshiping God with Christ and Christ alone. C. We are fellow partakers in the tribulation in Jesus. Revelation 1:9. I, John, your brother and fellow partaker in the tribulation and kingdom and endurance in Jesus, was on the island called Patmos because of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus. 1. In Jesus means that we are suffering and being persecuted as we follow Jesus, the Nazarene, by the indwelling spirit of Jesus, the spirit of a man with abundant strength for suffering. 2. As we are suffering today, the Lord Jesus is suffering in us and with us. 3. We enter into the kingdom through many tribulations. Acts 14:22. Through many tribulations, we must enter into the kingdom of God. 4. But a part of his resurrection, we are enabled to participate in his sufferings and to live a crucified life in conformity to his death. 5. We should not love our soul life even unto death and should lay down our lives on behalf of the brothers. D. We are fellow partakers in the kingdom in Jesus. 1. The kingdom is the church life in which the faithful believers live for their growth in life and transformation in life. 2. To practice the kingdom life, we need to pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart. 3. To practice the kingdom life, we need to care for the sinning brothers in order to recover them. E. We are fellow partakers in the endurance in Jesus. 1. We must resist the wearing out tactics of Satan. 2. When we abide in Christ, we keep the word of his endurance and have the endurance to bear suffering and opposition. 3. We can endure with the endurance of Christ that we have enjoyed and experienced.
Roman numeral 2. Christ as the Son of Man is a high priest, clothed with the garment reaching to the feet and girded about at the beast with the golden gird, to cherish the churches in his humanity and nourish them in his divinity. Revelations 1:13. And in the midst of the lampstands, one like the Son of Man, clothed with the garment reaching to the feet and girded about at the beast with the golden girdle. A. The Son of Man is in his humanity. The golden girdle signifies his divinity, and beasts are the signs of love. 1. Christ was girded at the loins, strengthened her divine works to produce the churches. But now he is girded but at the peace, caring for the churches that he has produced by his love. 2. The golden girdle signifies Christ's divinity as his divine energy, and breasts signify that this golden energy is exercised and motivated by and with his love to nourish the churches. B. Christ takes care of the churches in his humility as the Son of Man to cherish them. 1. He dresses the lamps from the lampstands to make them proper, cherishing us so that we may be happy, pleasant, and comfortable. Small a. The Lord's presence provides an atmosphere of tenderness and warmth to cherish our being, giving us rest, comfort, healing, cleansing, and encouragement. Small b. We can enjoy the cherishing atmosphere of the Lord's presence in the church to receive nourishing supply of life. Ephesians 5:29. For no one ever hated his own flesh, but nourishes and cherishes it, even as Christ also the church. 2. He trims the wicks of the lamps of the lampstand, cutting off all the negative things that frustrate our shining. Small a. The chatter part of the wick, the snuff, signifies things that are not according to God's purpose and needed to be cut off, such as our flesh, our natural man of self, and our old creation. Small b. He trims away all the differences among the churches, the wrongdoings, childish failures, and defects, so that they may be same in essence, appearance, and expression. C. Christ takes care of the churches in his divinity with his divine love, signified by the golden girdle on his breast, to nourish the churches. He nourishes us with himself as the all-inclusive Christ in his full ministry of three stages, so that we may grow and mature in divine life, to be his overcomers, to accomplish his internal economy. 2. As a walking Christ, he gets to know the condition of each church, and as a speaking spirit, he trims and fills the lampstand with fresh oil, the supply of the Spirit. Revelation 2:1. These things says, who holds the seven stars in his right hand, he who walks in the midst of seven golden lampstands. 7. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes, to him I will give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the paradise of God. 3. To participate in his move and enjoy his care, we must be in the churches. Roman 3. The heavenly ancientness of the Lord is depicted by his head and hair being as white as white wool as snow. Revelation 1:14. And his head and hair were as white wool as snow, and his eyes were like a flame of fire. 15. And his feet were like shining bronze, as having been fired in the furnace, and his voice was like the sound of many waters. Roman 4. The Lord's seven eyes are like a flame of fire for watching, observing, searching, judging by enlightening and infusing. And Christ's eyes are for God's move and operation on earth, since seven is the number of completion in God's move. B. The Lord's eyes, being like a flame of fire, is mainly for his judgment. Roman 5. The Lord's feet are like shining bronze, as having been fired in the furnace, signifying that his perfect and right walk qualifies him to exercise divine judgment. Roman numeral 6. The Lord's voice is like a sound of many waters, which is tremulous sound, the sound of the voice of the Almighty God in its seriousness and solemnity. Roman numeral 7. Christ is the holder of the bright messengers of the churches. Revelation 1:16a. And he had his right hand 7 stars. A. The messengers are the spiritual ones in the churches, the ones who bear the responsibility of the testimony of Jesus. B. The messengers who are of the heavenly nature and in the heavenly position like stars are those who have a fresh message from the Lord to his people. C. Because the leading ones are in his right hand, there is no need for them to shrink back. Christ truly takes the responsibility of his testimony.
Roman numeral 8. Out of Christ's mouth proceeds a sharp two-edged sword, which is his discerning, judging, and slaying word for dealing with negative persons and things. Hebrews 4:12. For the word of God is living and operative, and sharper than any two-edged sword, and piercing even to the dividing of soul and spirit, and of joints and marrow, and able to discern the thoughts and intentions of the heart. Roman numeral 9. Christ's face shines as the sun shines in its power for judging enlightenment to bring in the kingdom. Revelation 1:16c. And his face shone as the sun shines in its power. Roman numeral 10. Christ is the first and the last, assuring that he will never leave his work unfinished, and the living one for the church is the expression of his body to be living, fresh, and strong. Roman numeral 11. Christ has the keys of death and of Hades. A. Death is a collector, and Hades is a keeper, but Christ nullified death on the cross and overcame Hades in his resurrection. B. As long as we give the Lord the ground, the opportunity, and the way to move and act among us by exercising to deny the self, take up the cross, and lose our soul life, death and Hades will be under his control. Testimony. Right after I was saved, I thought it was impossible to consecrate myself as the brothers and sisters who were serving. At that time, I hated driving and hadn't driven for over 10 years. But as I received supply in the body, a desire arose to buy a car so I could fellowship with the brothers and sisters. I still dislike driving, but I've come to experience the blessing of fellowshipping with brothers and sisters in the car and visiting places together. I thought I couldn't serve because work was too busy, but I've been able to take part in some services during my lunch break. When you take up the cross under the enlightenment of the light, you are freed from your natural feelings and the path of blessing opens up. Brother Ed said, "Do not fear the cross. The cross brings blessings. I'm gradually experiencing that participating in the sufferings, kingdom, and endurance in Jesus is a path to liberation from self and receiving blessing."